Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus, and you can smile the rest of the day. I'll sing it just one more time for you. Turn it over to Jesus.
Good morning. This is Dr. Faye Maureen, co-host of Healing and Deliverance through Prayer, Prophecy, and Preaching with my co-host, Dr. Faithman, Prophet Faithman Agbedo from Nigeria, and he will be joining us soon. This show is sponsored by Dr. Faye Maureen Radio and Truth and Power Radio. We are so glad to have you with us on this morning. God has been blessing us, and we know that he is going to bless us on today. We thank you for joining us from wherever you are all over the world. The Lord has a mighty blessing for you. Listen to this song by Andre Crouch, I Don't Know Why Jesus Loves Me.
I don't know why he cares.
Aren't you glad that Jesus Christ died on the cross for us? And on this morning, or whenever you listen to this broadcast, if you don't know Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, there are just four simple steps for you to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. The four A's: acknowledge that you are a sinner, Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Agree with John 3:16, which says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then ask Jesus Christ to forgive you. Just ask him to forgive you. And make this confession that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. And just accept him into your life. That's all you have to do. But let's go to the throne of grace. The word of the Lord tells us that we can boldly approach the throne of grace. So we're going to boldly approach the throne of grace on this morning. We thank God for all of his blessings and how he's kept us. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and we thank you for yet seeing another morning. Great is your faithfulness to us this day. God, we give you all the glory and all the honor. Hallelujah. There is no other God like you in all of the heaven and the earth. You are the I Am. You are the God, the Lord of all flesh, and there is nothing too hard for you. We bless you, and we give you the glory and honor. We're getting ready to bring Prophet Agbedo on the line. Good morning. How are you today?
How are you today, Dr. Faye? I'm fine.
I'm good.
And you?
Yes, I'm fine. The presence of the Lord is here. I feel God's presence.
Hallelujah.
He is a great and mighty God. He's doing great things. Increasing. God of multiplicity.
The best of these have started. The best of these ahead of God's people.
There's going to be an
amazing release this morning to everyone who is connected to this show.
Mm-hmm.
The presence of the Lord will always take us beyond our limitation.
The presence
of the Lord will always take us beyond our limitation.
Ooh,
having
you,
access to his presence is the beginning of transformation.
Mm-hmm.
Having access to God's presence is the beginning of transformation. And God's presence in our spirit is our resources for our future. Because I have the presence of God in my life, anything is possible. The healing is possible. Success and victory is possible because of the presence of God. And for everyone who is listening this morning, God said, make my presence your priority. Make the pursuit of my presence your priority. Let that become your passion. Let that become your drive. When God's presence is your passion, anything is possible. Because when you partner with the presence of God, nothing can be impossible to you. Partnering with the presence of God is the key to releasing your possibility.
Partnering with
God's presence is the key to releasing your possibilities. Understanding that you're a carrier of the presence of God brings a supernatural shift in your life. You know, a lot of people need to be conscious of God's presence. If you're born again, you have the presence of God in you. Now, the scripture in Colossians 1 said that Christ in you is the hope of glory. Colossians 1:27. It said Christ in you is the hope of glory. In fact, John 4:4, it said greater is he that is in you than what is in the world. The greater one lives in your inside, and his presence can take care of any storm. His presence can take care of any situation. So no matter what you're going through right now, God's presence is your answer. God's presence is your answer. And his presence can resolve the doubts. His presence can resolve the situation. There are a lot of people who are walking out on God because of unmet need. They are walking out of God because they believe that God is not coming when they expected him to show up. Now, can I say this to you? Your relationship with God should not be based in the ability of God. It should be based in who God is. For a lot of people, they connect with God's ability, not with God. They connect with God's ability. They connect, God can do this for me, God can do that for me. So as we are going to pray right now, it's not just about his ability. God is more than his ability.
Amen.
God is God. He's our Father.
He's
our helper.
He's
our Father. He's our Father, because his ability is not the reason for our relationship. Our relationship with God is because of his love. His love.
Amen.
Is the reason
Amen.
For our relationship. For a lot of people, they go to God because of his ability. So if they don't see any manifestation, they quit on God. No, 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 no. We can't have that kind of attitude. We relate with God because of who he is, because
Amen.
Of his
Amen.
Love, because of his mercy, because of his kindness. That is why we relate with him. So as you listen to this show this morning, and wherever you are around the world connecting with us, there's going to be a supernatural release today. Great things are going to happen. And that is why I'm taking my time to prepare your heart. Oh, let's bring the Holy Ghost. Mark at Alebragada. Loba, Ibo, Seke, Shola, Brato, Ibo, Shakababa. Rako, Ibo, Shakanda, Lebrakababa. Reko, Bande, Ibo, Shakanda, Lebrakada. Reko, Maso, Kondo, Lebrakanda, Lababa. Reko, Dolo, Ibo, Shanda, Labrado, Shokababa. Reko, Lebrando, Ibo, Shanda, Lebrakada, Baba. Reko, Mande, Ibo, Shakanda, Lebrakada, Baba. Rako, Tole, In the name of Jesus. Now, there's a scripture in Isaiah 55, verse 8. Isaiah 55, verse 8. It says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor my ways your ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Now, listen to this. When God's thoughts becomes our focus, expansion is inevitable.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
When God's thoughts becomes our focus, multiplication is inevitable. God's thoughts carries God's energy. God's thoughts is supernatural in nature. And God is saying this morning to his people, make my thoughts your priority.
Amen. Make
my thoughts your priority. If God's thought is your priority, no limitation can resist your progression. When God's thought is your priority, no limitation can resist your progression. When God's thought is your priority, no limitation can resist your progression. Now, hear this. God's thought has the ability to regulate your vision. God's thought. And God is saying to his people this morning, think my thoughts, think my thoughts. And what is God's thoughts? His word. Now, look at this. It said in Colossians 3, verse 16, he said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. There is someone listening to us this morning, and the Lord is saying this, make my word your final authority. Make my word. When you make God's word your final authority, there is no professional report that can resist the potential you have for greatness.
Amen.
When you make God's word your final authority right now, as we are going to pray, the Lord is saying this to us this morning, let my word become your final authority. Now, listen to this. When you believe the report of the Lord, every other report is subject to change.
That's right. Yes.
When you believe the report of the Lord, every other report is subject to change. And this morning there are reports people have believed from the doctors, from lawyers, from accountants concerning their situation and life. And the Lord is saying this morning, those reports are subject to change.
Right.
Those reports
Amen.
Are subject to change. The reports are subject to change. So as we pray right now, reports will change. Every negative report
yes.
is coming down. Let's pray. Every negative report. Every negative report, every
yes.
negative report on people's businesses, on their job, we command it to come down. We command it to come down. We command it to come down. Every negative report in relationship, in jobs, in career, in people's health, right now, in the name of Jesus, we decree a change. We'll come it down. We'll bring it down right now. We'll bring it down
right
in
now.
The name of Jesus.
In the name of
in Jesus'
right
name.
Now.
Right now. Every negative report right now. Come down right
yes.
now. In the name of Jesus. Every health report. We command those reports to come down in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We'll release a change. In Isaiah 54, verse 1, Isaiah 54, verse 1, it says, sing, O barren. Now, the Lord is saying those who have been going through any form of barrenness, is their time to sing. It's their time to sing. Anyone who has been going through any form of barrenness, financial barrenness, career barrenness, relationship barrenness, job barrenness, unfruitfulness, any form of unfruitfulness, this morning we are going to dislodge it with the power of God's word.
Yes.
Any form of barrenness that has been hindering the potential of people. They have been seen a situation like this that someone has so much potential but is barren. The Bible said that Zechariah was faithful concerning the commandments of the Lord and concerning everything, but Zechariah was barren. Zechariah and Elizabeth were barren, and nothing was working. And these are the people of God. They did all the right things, but they were barren. Is it possible for somebody to be still enticing and still be barren financially? The answer is yes. Why? Because life is spiritual. We need to take our position in the word of God. We don't just give on sight and say, well, it is done. No, we need to speak God's word over our finances.
Yes.
We need to decree the word of God over our finances. And the word of God said in Psalm 107, verse 20, he sent forth his word. And his word healed them and delivered them from their destruction. If you are not sending forth the word, nothing is going to happen. Our transformation begins when we send forth the word, because God's word is God's light. God's word is God's light for us. God's word is God's way of doing things. God's word is God's presence that changes things around us. So when we send forth the word this morning, something is going to happen to anyone that is going through any form of barrenness. And the word I'm hearing the Lord saying this morning is multiple fruitfulness. People experience multiple fruitfulness in every area. Psalm 71, mm-hmm. verse 21 said, thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. That is multiple fruitfulness, multiple multiplication, multiple increase. So as we pray this morning, every spirit of barrenness, whatever the head folks bound, will release them out of that bondage. Let's pray in the spirit right now.
Yes,
Every form of barrenness, ministerial barrenness, will rebuke ministerial barrenness, career barrenness, relationship barrenness, will rebuke you with the blood of Jesus, marital barrenness, academic barrenness, will rebuke you, workplace barrenness, will rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Whatever that represents limitation, by the power of God, you're broken this morning. You're broken right now by the Holy Ghost. Rakobalego, Rakandalebrandosa Kabababa, Umashe Kandalebra Kababa, Raka Badradoske to Baba, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, in Isaiah 54, verse 2, look at what the Lord said. It said, enlarge the place of your tent. Enlarge. How do we begin the enlargement? Is in our thinking. We begin the enlargement in our thinking. He said, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. So how you think will determine what you're going to experience. Your thinking connects you with your destiny. Your thinking connects you with your possibilities. Your thinking connects you with the experience you're going to have. If you are going to have a positive experience, it's because your thinking moves you towards a direction. If someone is going to have a negative experience, it's because his thinking connects him to a negative experience. So he said, enlarge your tent. Now listen to this. Jesus went to a wedding in Cana of Galilee in John Gospel chapter 2. And the Bible said they ran out of wine because of the crowd that was in the wedding. And the scripture said that Mary went to Jesus and said,
yes,
they have no wine. And he wanted to Jesus to do something about the situation. And Jesus said, my time has not come. Now, can I say this to us this morning? Now, God's word for your life can happen now. God's word for your life can happen now. Why did I say that? Jesus said it was not yet his time, but Mary placed a demand on the anointing. You see, you can place a demand on the anointing on the life of the prophet. You see, by a prophet, he brought them out, and by a prophet, he preserved them. And Mary placed a demand. How did I know that Mary placed a demand on the anointing on the life of Jesus? Mary went back to the people and said to them, whatsoever he said to you, do it. Now, the spirit of faith is always acting in the direction of God's word.
That's right.
The spirit of faith is always acting in the direction of God's word. If you say you believe the Lord for something, you will walk in the direction of his word. You will stay connected in the direction of his will. And Mary went to the people and said, whatsoever he said to you, do it. Why? Because faith comes by hearing. Whatsoever he said to you, Romans 10, verse 17, so then faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. Now, when Jesus went to them, he said, fill the water pot. Now, listen to this. Your faith goes into action based on instruction. I said your faith goes into action based on instruction, especially a revelational instruction, an instruction that came from a prophetic word. The instruction came to act this way, like Elisha said to the woman in 2 Kings chapter 4. He said, go borrow vessels and borrow not few. That instruction was her platform to break in the spirit of death.
Amen.
That was the instruction that will move her out of poverty. And the Lord is saying this morning to his people, wherever you are listening to me around the world, this is the time to do the word of God. James said that the doer of the word is blessed. This is the time to do the word. It is in doing
the word
you position yourself for unlimited harvest. It is in doing God's word that you reposition yourself for what? For unlimited harvest. So the word of God is coming to us right now. He said, enlarge your tent. Enlarge your tent. God said to the man Abraham, he said, as your eyes can see, so have I given to you. Another man in the scripture that God said something similar to was Jeremiah.
He said
to Jeremiah, what can you see? Some people see poverty and they get poverty. Some people see depression and that is what they get. Some see sickness and disease. That is what they get. But the word of the Lord is coming to us right now to change our picture. Change your picture. Change the way you see things. Change your perspective. Let your perspective emanate from God's word. Let your way of seeing things come from God's word. Let it not come from how you feel or from where you are. Where you are is subject to change, but what God is saying is the key to your victory. So let's pray right now that people will begin to enlarge their thinking now. Whatever you are seeing right now is what you're going to reap. Whatever you believe right now, that's what you're going to reap. Whatever you believe the Lord for, that is what is going to happen. What do you see? Do you see healing? Do you see your wedding? Do you see your babies? Do you see a new job? Do you see your new car? Do you see your job? Do you see your ministry prospering? Do you see the will of God coming to pass? What do you see? We are getting what we are seeing. We are getting what we are seeing. What are you seeing right now? This is the time to see great and mighty things. What do you see? Whatever you see is what will be delivered to you. See increase, see expansion, see enlargement. See the ministry growing. Seek that ministry. See the people coming to hear the word of the Lord. See the harvest. See the increase. Whatever you see is what you're receiving. Whatever you see is what you're receiving. I saw harvest. I saw increase. I saw multiplication. I saw preferential treatment. I saw supernatural harvest. I saw supernatural conception. There is conception of great idea, great invention, great product.
Secret things, says the Lord.
As you see great things, I, the Lord, will make it to happen. As you see great things, don't depend on your natural ability. I, the Lord, will make it to happen.
Amen.
The Lord, will make it to happen. Refuse to worry. Refuse to be depressed. Refuse to be anxious.
Amen.
Don't allow fear to control you. I, the Lord, will bring supernatural increase to my people. You are hearing me right now. You are in a season of supernatural increase. In this season, nothing shall be impossible to you. In this season, you shall not go dry. You shall not go broke. You can only experience supernatural provisions. The psalmist said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. According to his word, there is a provision for your future. There is a provision for your family. There is a provision for your destiny. There is a provision. Mandika daloba, rekota la biska ton de reinkraba, rekonda la kato lengrados kato la brades kato la bara, riko parados kababa. You shall not drown. You shall not drown. You will not be drowned, says the Lord. The situations around you is looking like about to be drowned, but he said, no. You will not be drowned. I am ahead of you, providing for you. I am ahead of you. I am setting the table in your favor. I am setting the table. I am setting the table. I brought Sarah into a set time. The same way I am going to bring you into a set time in this season. I am bringing you into a set time, as you will know I am the Lord your God who spoke to you. What I spoke to you several years ago, this is the season. This is the season. Let not your heart be troubled. I have said to you there are many mansions. I have said to you there are many increase. The mansion is not only in heaven. In this earth, I have a mansion for you. I have great things for you. I have great stuff for you, says the Lord. This is the season to trust me. This is the season to rely on my word. This is the season to walk with my spirit. This is the season to make my word your final authority. Great things are happening. Great things are happening. Great things are coming, says the Lord.
Great things
are coming. My people will bear great harvest. My people will bear great fruit. Your harvest will be overflowing. Your harvest will be overflowing. This harvest will exceed your imagination. It will exceed your thinking. You are in a season of overflowing harvest. The things you never asked for, I will supply. I will not only meet your need, I will give you your wants. I will not only meet your needs, I will give you your wants. The things that I want to you, the things you said, I wish I could have this. I wish I could experience this. I'm hearing the Lord say next morning, I will give you your wants. I will give you your wants. I will give you your wants. There is someone listening to us right now. You have been worried. You are saying, how am I going to pay the bill? The Lord is saying, I will give you your wants. I will give you your wants. I will cause things to happen in your direction. I will cause things to happen in your direction. Get ready for supernatural increase. Get ready for supernatural increase. I'm hearing laborers are coming. Laborers are coming. They are coming to your church. Laborers are coming. There's a pastor listening right now. The Lord is saying, I'm sending laborers. I'm sending people that will make things easy for you. You are saying to yourself, how can I alone and my family carry the pressure? The Lord is saying, I'm sending you laborers.
I'm
sending you laborers. I'm sending you laborers. I'm sending people into your ministry to help you, to stand with you, to encourage you, to encourage you. Oh, let's just pray for ministries that are believing God for laborers, for people to assist. Let's pray for ministries, for pastors, for church leaders. Pray for ministry leaders. We pray for pastors that want to back up from the ministry. Lord, strengthen them. We pray you strengthen them.
Right now,
we pray you strengthen them. I saw a man of God who has been struggling for a very long while. And he's trying to give up the church. He's trying to give up the job. So God has called that man. But the man is feeling that God didn't call him. The man is feeling that God didn't call him. What I'm hearing in my spirit, I've called the man. Pastor Faye, let's pray for people to be focused in ministry. Let's pray for ministry leaders. There are people right now that are about to give up the tower because they are tired. Let's just pray before you take over. The buffet, you can take over. You can go ahead.
As we were praying, I just keep seeing and hearing harvest of souls. Seeing and hearing, it's like ripe fruit. Seeing ripe fruit, harvest. And I mentioned on last week's broadcast how many people I've seen in the streets. So people of God, pastors, ministry leaders, don't limit God. Don't limit God. Let him download ideas to you. The harvest of souls. People are right. He's going to give you unusual methods. I hear unusual methods. So we pray to the Lord on our spirit and let those unusual methods come clear. Let them be clear. Hear this word of the Lord. If you have property and can put up a tent, put up a tent. Rabashkara, even for a short while. You can have a tent ministry tent. Rabashkara, let the sound go out of singing. Let the sound go out of the word. Hear this. If you have property and can put up a tent, even for a short while. Harvest. I see ripe fruit. Rabashkara, right. In the name of Jesus. Rabashkara, the sum of 2014 is about souls. Put the word first. Like prophet said, put God's presence first. Saints of the Most High, continue to seek him on your face so he can fill you and fill you again with his word. Let him fill you with his word. Some of you have not prayed in the spirit in years. Pray. New ideas. Overturning of the creed. You push back the enemy when you pray in the spirit. You push him back. Sent his word to heal you. Rubashkara, with his stripes you're healed. Rubashkara, it's nothing too hard for him. He can do exceeding above what you ask or think. Rubashkara, no, that weapon just formed against you, but it cannot prosper. He koshkara by any longer. Jesus went about healing all of those. Rubashkara, he spoke the word and people were healed. Rubashkara, we believe the report of the Lord, which is the word of God. Believe the report of the Lord. My people believe my report. My people believe my report. My people, ikashkara, believe my report. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. There's been I know we've had a sister who's been praying with us. She doesn't even have to give her name, but she's been praying with us this entire broadcast. So can you go ahead and pray for her? I don't know her name, but I know she's been praying with us. And God is going to bless her. As she has her hands open, God's going to bless her. But pray for this sister who's been praying with us and listening to the broadcast on the line with us this morning, Prophet. Please pray for her.
Pray for supernatural visitation for this one who has been hanging us with her, walking with us and hanging out with us in this broadcast this morning. I pray for a supernatural visitation. Whatever your needs are, may the Lord do miracles and amazing things. In the name of Jesus, I pray for restoration in your relationship. I could see that right now. Restoration in your relationship. You have been through a lot of disappointments in relationship and a setback. Lord is showing me right now that you've gone through a lot of humiliation in the past. And he's going to restore you. I don't know you, but the Lord is showing me you going through some financial challenges, you know, trying to pay some bills, but things have been challenging. But I'm hearing that you're entering a new season of transformation.
Thank you.
And you are going to walk in supernatural restoration. I saw certain things they took away from you. And the Lord is telling me to say this to you, that he's going to restore things in your life that is beyond your imagination. Listen to this. You are about to experience supernatural acceleration. You are about to experience a supernatural acceleration beyond your imagination. Unusual things will begin to happen to you. Now, listen to this. In the next 90 days, you're going to experience a complete turnaround.
Jesus,
in the next 90 days, you are going to experience a supernatural turnaround. And listen to this. The Lord is saying this right now. Your days of being sick is over.
Jesus,
you will no longer be oppressed.
Thank you.
Your oppression is broken.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I speak peace.
Thank you, Jesus.
I speak peace to you.
Thank you.
Your children will be well taken care of.
Thank you, Jesus.
Will be well taken care of. I see the Lord taking care of your family. He's going to be your provider from now henceforth. You're going to see the Lord provide things for you, open doors for you, cause things to happen to you beyond your imagination. This is a new beginning for you. The dry season is over. The drought is over.
The
hand of the Lord is upon this woman, Dr. Faith. The hand of the Lord is upon this woman.
Right now,
the hand of the Lord is upon her. I see the Lord taking her to a new platform, making her voice to be relevant. I saw the hand of the Lord upon this woman, and he's taking her to a new platform, making her voice to be relevant. Now, listen to this woman. You have connected to this show because the Lord will have you do great things about this show. The Lord is going to open doors for you to partner with this show. I don't know you, but I see the Lord opening doors for you financially to be a partner.
Jesus.
Amen.
In the next 90 days, you will see a supernatural shift. And you will know you have heard the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Money will begin to come to you from different directions. Ideas of what to do.
Amen.
I see your debts being cleared.
Jesus.
I see every debt being cleared.
I receive.
Thank you, Father.
Ideas.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
You will bear fruit. You will bear fruit. A lot of people have given up on you and they said, can any good thing come out from you? But hear yet the word of the Lord, you will be an employer of labor.
That's right. Bear fruit, much fruit. Hallelujah.
You will employ people.
Wow.
And the Lord is going to turn things around. I could just see the hand of the Lord moving things like a shift, like a clock. You know, just turning it like a clock. You're setting it like a clock. Like a clock.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Yeah,
I pray for you. And this is the beginning of big things and great things.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, as you were declaring, prophet,
it's true. Ideas for wealth, people of God, if be still, get silent before God. He'll give you ideas for business, ideas for wealth. Now, faith requires that you walk in the direction of the word. God will give you wisdom with these ideas for wealth. Wisdom, ideas for wealth. God needs you to get started. He needs you to get started. Some of you have written the ideas over and over again on paper, over and over again. God said now, get started. I counseled with someone last night about starting a radio show. I said, well, get started. Do some research. Start with 15 minutes like God did, but get started. Get started. God said, get started. Get started. Get started. I pray for you to get started. The wealth is in your hands. The idea is in your hands. You must get started. He said, many ideas. Multiplication. Multiplicity. But you must get started. You must get started in this season of multiplicity, in this season of increase. You must get started. Someone listening, you want to be a caterer and event planner. So offer your services, even if it's for a smaller event. Volunteer and say, you know what, let me try to do this for you, or let me try to do that. That will be your breakthrough. You want to plan events. But God said, Offer your services to someone this summer. And that will be a breakthrough. You're an event planner. You want to be an event planner. You have ideas. He's giving you ideas. You're very good with your hands and decorating you. You can plan things. You're an event planner. He's giving you a lot of ideas. You have a lot of stuff written in a book. It's a Paisley-covered book. You have a lot of stuff written. But God said, get started. Get started this summer. Hallelujah. God, we thank you for expansion and multiplication, and we pray God's richest blessings on you. He's going to bless you. Your voice is like a trumpet, prophet. It's like a trumpet. I know the people of God who listen in were blessed on today. And I'm believing that as we go forward, different people will partner, whether it's with Truth and Power Ministries in Nigeria or whether it's with the ministry here in the U.S. People will partner. They will partner. So, Prophet, we have about 5 minutes left in the broadcast. If you could share your – I know you're upgrading your website, but share your website information and where people can download your messages. This man is a dynamic teacher. When I say his teaching is rich, I play part of his teaching on my – main radio show on Monday mornings on the Voices of the Nations, but share some information with us, Prophet.
Oh, beautiful. I want to just thank you, Dr. Faye, for being a blessing to me and to the nation and the people around the world. And everyone listening to us, you can go to www.tdccfaith.org And when you get to that place, you can download most of my teaching material for free downloads. And those material has been changing people's lives around the world. We get a call from almost everywhere in the world. People are calling us and telling us how the word is changing their lives. So we're giving the opportunity to feed gospel with God's word. And I want people to take advantage of our sites. And our second site should be ready before the end of this month, because we want to get into our podcast and other things for people to watch live broadcast shows with God's word that is there. So I believe strongly that anyone who goes to www.tdccpa.org will have the materials to read and also to download to help you get better in your walk with God. Thank you very much, Dr. Fay, and for everyone who have woke up with us this morning, may the blessings of the Lord remain with you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I just want to encourage you, when you go to this website, if you download and listen to The Day That I Had, is a prophetic word from, I think, when he ministered about a week or two ago. It was just dynamic. I don't want to talk too much about it, but I'm probably going to play bits and pieces of it on the top of the morning broadcast, but a dynamic word. Just receive it. Just receive it. We thank God for him. And, of course, those of you who are listening, my book is coming out July 10th, Breadcrumbs. We ask that you support our ministry efforts, and we thank God for what he's going to do, how he's multiplying us, and how we'll be recording some CDs with some lessons and some prayers. So God is good, Prophet. God is good, and he's going to bless us. But we thank all of you for listening on this morning. You could connect with me. If you have an iPhone or Android, just download my app. Put in Dr. Fay Butler. My app is there. If not, www.drfaymarine.com. But I'm all over social media. But this is just the beginning for myself and Prophet. We will also be hosting, it's going to be just a call-in show, Miracle Signs and Wonders. We're going to start this sometime late in the summer, where the Lord is going to perform. He's going to do mighty things. We're going to do that as the summer goes on, Miracle Signs and Wonders. But I thank you this morning, Prophet. You've just been a good brother. I call him my brother, and we have similar personalities. He has a very good sense of humor, but he's a dynamic man of God. So those of you who have been blessed, this man, believe me when I tell you, this man is going to be a blessing to many, not just in his country, but in many, many countries. And we look forward to his future projects. Amen. Amen. But we thank you for listening.
Amen.
But those of you who have tuned in and you don't know Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, I've said it before, it's very easy. Just acknowledge your sin according to Romans 3:23. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, and agree with John 3:16. God sent his son to die on the cross for our sins. And then just ask Jesus Christ to forgive you. Just make that confession according to Romans 10:9, and accept Jesus Christ, your personal Savior. It's very, very simple. But we thank you so much for listening in. I thank you, my brother, Prophet Agbueto. Hopefully we can connect offline later in the day. But I thank you, all of my listening audience, as we end this episode with our signature song, Jessica Reedy singing At the Altar. Put it all on the altar. We thank you for listening in on today. Be blessed. Take care.
Hey, let me hear you say oh, 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 oh. Let me hear you say oh, 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 oh. It's been a real hard couple of months. You had enough, but it's been hard for everyone. You're not alone. You've been hurting way too long. Let it go and just move on. Make your way down to the altar, hand it over and leave it there. It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be
alright.
It's gonna be
alright. It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
So everything that you've been worried about, you need them to work it out. He'll work it out, yeah. All of your burdens. You need relief. You're tired of the pressure.
Yeah.
You got all the stress and you need some peace. Come on and get your breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
I haven't you been